Yeah, they tryna add me, I'm running the race. I gotta pick up the pace. They throwing shade, but I'm gone.
Get in, losers.
We're talking shit.
Welcome back to Get In Loser Podcast. It is your host with the most from coast to coast, always eating toast, Amari Stewart, gathered with
Tara.
And Zach.
What up, bitches?
But we've got a very, very special guest today. I think Zach needs to be the one to introduce him.
Damn, ew, I'm so scared of this fucking thing.
All right, guys. So I don't know if I said it last week during the podcast. I might have, but I said I was going to bring a special guest this
week.
Wait.
You got a little... Oh, wait, no. I thought you were eating chips.
I got a boogie.
No, it's just your facial hair growing, and I thought it was chips. It's probably just me. I'm like...
It might have been a hair. I've been shedding lately for some reason.
Shedding. All right.
Anyways, y'all ready? Yeah. I need a countdown in like a drum roll, the whole thing.
Okay, all right.
The whole
3, 2, 1.
We got motherfucking Woody on set today.
That's so gross, Zach.
Y'all didn't like that?
I love.
Hey, I was
joking. Are you kidding?
I'm fucking joking.
Okay, Tara, seriously, that's our first guest of the season. You're going to treat him like that?
Like, fuck off.
No one else is going to want to come on this podcast if you keep treating our guests like that.
Are you serious? Sit here?
Wait,
allowed?
What happens when you pull the string? Anything?
No, so I've poured at least 18 Bud Lights on him, so he does not work anymore.
Woody is, in fact, blacking out with us today. So you guys are blacking out with us today. If you're 21 and over. If you're not, then you're just watching and or listening on all podcast streaming platforms. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram at GetInLoserPod.
Yo. That's what I thought. Let's do some life updates.
I think you should go
first.
It's
been a while.
Because you've had a quite interesting last week or two.
Okay, you're not wrong.
Based off your stories on Instagram.
Okay, yeah, some Instagram stories. Okay, so recently this week, as we may or may not know, I went to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Lots of tequila. Nothing changed though, honestly. I'm still like, I was drinking lots of tequila before. I'm still drinking lots of tequila. So honestly, nothing really changed. But we went for Ashley's birthday. She just turned 24. Happy birthday, Ashley. I love you so much.
Happy birthday.
And yeah, so we went to Mexico. Honestly, a lot of ratchet, just like utterly disgusting shit happened. We spent at least... Like, we bought 11 bottles of 1942 the first 3 days.
Not 11?
Just to the rooms.
Not 11.
That doesn't include, like, going out, like, to the clubs, the tables, all that stuff. Holy like, the dinners, the lunches, the breakfasts.
The lunches.
Everything. Like, there was 1942 everywhere, which was honestly really fucking atrocious. There was one day where I threw up at least, like, 7 or 8 times because I was so hungover. I also think the water really fucked me up. Like, you know how, like, in foreign countries, like... Your body's not adjusted to the way that they fully, like, filtrate their water.
Right.
Really?
I think that kind of happened to me because I was drinking a lot of mixed drinks. The ice was melting. And then my insides were erupting. So I was not okay. But one eventful thing that did happen. We went on a yacht.
Yacht.
Well, many eventful things. But we went on a yacht. Well, first of all, okay, actually... I want to bring this up first. There was this like thruple there. It was like a
thruple.
Young, like 26-year-old hot girl. Her name was Lauren. Don't remember. Actually, I do know the names of. I'm not going to say the names of the other people just because you never know if they're watching. I mean, their names are very basic, but I'm not going to say their names. But one of our best friends, Ari, they were a thruple, full blown thruple. Ari's sitting here trying to have a foursome with them. Let's talk about that.
Well, what the fuck? Ari
is literally in this room.
Yeah, Ari's in the audience right now, just covering his face. He's so high. He's not okay. He's nervous.
He doesn't like this at all.
But hey, Lauren, if. Yo, I still have Lauren's number too, so I could tell her fly out. We can still make that foursome for you happen.
Oh,
anyways, one thing really, really, really fucking embarrassing that happened to me on the entire trip. So we had security throughout the whole trip. His name was Mike. Shout out Mike, best security I've ever had in my entire life. He was so caring, so kind. But this day that we went on the yacht, I think things took a turn for the worst in terms of. My personal relationship with him because so my boyfriend Ty and I were like laying on the front of the boat. It's nighttime. Everyone's like blacked out, asleep, whatever. But we're laying on the very front of the boat and we're just like cuddling. It's like chilly. So we're like blankets and whatever. And then we're like talking and then we like start making out. And like things took a turn for like the gluck gluck. And it wasn't just like, on the yacht.
Honestly, so badass.
And we're like, we have to do it. It's on the front of a yacht.
Right.
So, like, you know, we gave each other the gluck gluck 9,000. But.
Damn the 9,000.
Mike actually came to check on us.
Mike
came to check on us while we're on the front of the boat doing the gluck gluck 9,000 and saw both of us gluck gluck 9,000ing each other. So we were gluck gluck 9,000 squared.
Oh,
He didn't say anything. Like when it happened, he pretty much just like ran back inside the boat. Was like, oh, I think they're doing something. Comes back to check on us. Oh, I think they're still doing something. He was just like,
hey, they fucking.
we switch, you know, switching up positions for you.
Oh my god.
So it was one of those things. That was really embarrassing. I didn't find out until later on the trip too. So then I was like, Mike, I'm so sorry.
Is he like one of those like stereotypical like security guards, like the super like big like. Would beat your ass type of guy, or like what he look like?
I wouldn't say that. He was tall. He was tall. He was like definitely like Latin American, like Ari, what are you saying? Ooh, on the other side of this? I'm so confused.
Ari wants to kill himself.
Very minimal facial hair. Super sweet guy. He's actually from Florida. So that's like aww. He pretty much flew from Florida to come meet up with us. And yeah, he's super tall. He's done like work for a lot of different people, and I think he's fucking amazing. I don't really know how to give you like a physical appearance of him. He's not like jacked, but he will protect you. Okay. He will protect you at all costs. And he was protecting us at all costs because there was a lot of shit going down. Tana almost fought some strangers. Tana also spent $800 on just holding iguanas. Think about that. Like, you know how you like pay the people like to hold the iguana?
Yeah.
She spent $800 to hold the fucking
cash
iguana.
Throughout the entire trip. Literally, like,
for
just
how long?
I would say if you add up the amount of time she held the iguana, like in total, probably 3.5 minutes.
For $800?
Holy shit. For all of her iguana holding $800 cash. And like they'd be like, okay, iguana, like give it back. And like, you know how they are. The, like if you give them like a 20, like they see like, and if they see that you have a bunch of cash on you, they're going to keep finessing you.
Yeah.
They kept finessing her. And she's so drunk. She's like, yeah. And we're like, no. And then finally Mike's security, God bless him, is confiscating the iguana from Tana. Like, no, you need to stop. You need to stop. And she's like death gripping the iguana.
Took
and
it away?
Uh-huh. He's like, you need to fucking stop. You're spending too much money on the iguana.
She had to have an iguana taken away from her.
Yeah.
Sounds wouldn't like a good expect
time. Uh-huh. I wasn't there.
But yeah. Speaking of animals though, didn't you just get like an ant farm?
Don't fucking talk about the ant farm. Don't fucking talk about the ant farm. I have received so much hate.
Why though? I'm confused.
I got this ant farm because I was lonely. I ordered 30 live ants and a gel farm. They get here while I'm in, like,
City
Vegas.
Boy Jordy wasn't enough.
Yeah. City Boy Jordy is, like, babysitting my aunts while I'm in Vegas. I get back.
Oh, my God. I don't know. You're like, even the aunts and City Boy Jordy aren't enough. I'm going to Vegas.
They ran me out of the fucking apartment. I get That's back. Funny.
There was no room for you anymore.
Every video I posted these ants gets 6 million views. Holy Every shit. Video. And it's all hate because I'm an animal abuser. Because I'm not feeding them protein, even though it says on the pamphlet to not feed them any extra food. So I went out and got fucking mealworms. Like,
I saw that. It looked disgusting.
The thing is, like, rotting in the bottom because he, like, fell down the tunnel. Like, the one of the tunnels that they dug. So he's just sitting down there, and they're trying to get him from every angle now. They're, like, digging all these tunnels to, like, get it at him from every side. It's really intense.
Now, question. Out of the, like, hundreds of animals you could have gotten, why did you think, like, an ant
They're
was...
so easy.
That's true.
What about, like,
very low meaning. Yeah,
but if you don't want to, like, become an animal abuser, you know, you're like, just get a pet rock.
I'm, like, vegan. Everyone calls me an animal abuser for ants. For ants.
No, you get a pet rock. They're like, now you're taking homes away from the ants.
Oh, like, yeah, definitely. I have, like, a container of mealworms in my fridge right now. Because I don't know what to do with them. They're so big. I only have 30 ants. They can't eat all those mealworms. So I'm gonna release them in the wild.
The worms are alive?
Yeah. I almost released them into my potted plants, but I found out that mealworms turn into beetles.
Oh, hell no. They're like, come over.
Yeah.
Like, no. No.
Yeah, so I have new pets, and they're ants. They're sick.
I'm happy for you.
They're so dope.
I kind of live for that. Any fire ants, or are they just regular, like, black ants?
Just regular ass ants.
Okay.
They're so cute. I named them all Marty and Marvin.
All of
them? Apart. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Marvin, now it's Marty. So I'm just going to do 15, half and half.
15 Martys and 15 Marvins. Mm-hmm.
And they're all still alive?
Five of them showed up dead, because they were in the mail for a week. A week.
That makes sense.
Wait, so were Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh. You Amazon the ants?
Yeah.
What?
They shipped on a Monday and they got here on a Tuesday. Huh. Like the next Tuesday.
Also, how did they not like crawl out of the packaging?
I don't know. That's came in a tube and there was five dead bodies in the tube. I was like, imagine getting shipped across the country and like five of your buddies just like kind of like.
You're like, I'm the animal abuser. Amazon's out here shipping ants and they're.
They bury the dead bodies.
Done.
They bury them.
What?
They bury the dead bodies.
The other like, ants?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's respect.
Isn't it like morbid though?
Huh?
Like very.
I'm on a second grade reading level. What does that mean?
Morbid, like fucked up.
I think
like
meant Norbit, the movie.
No, morbid, like fucked up.
Okay, right.
Burying your buddies like heads.
No, that's pretty fucking depressing.
Yeah, because it's like heads and there's legs.
What do they bury it? Is there like sand and
they
shit?
They have a trash pile for like the gel that they kick up. I'm an ant expert now. I don't know. I like
this. It's just my bedroom. The trash pile.
What else have I
been doing? JK, my room's actually very clean.
I agreed to get married.
You're married now.
Oh, I got laid last night, and my dad was like literally in the living room.
Oh, yeah. She was talking about this on the car right
now. I haven't had sex in months. Months. So I got laid. Thank you, everyone. Clap. Thank you. Yes!
Clapping like those cheeks.
Yeah.
And that's all. That's all, man.
Mm-hmm. Yo, so like I was complaining about like not having sex because my issue was, is you know about this too. Sorry, I had a burp. I was in a relationship for a long time. You know when you're in a relationship, you're tied down. So I was tied down in that for like 8 months. And towards the end of it, we stopped. Can I talk about this?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck it.
And that's on you.
Fuck it. Get in,
loser. Can I talk about my own personal experiences?
Yeah. Sure,
Zach. So I feel like we stopped having as much sex towards the end because we felt like we were overdoing it at first. Like, we felt like we didn't want it to be like a lust type of thing. Like, we wanted to really just be able to, like, be around each other, fucks with each other without the sex. So I felt like we didn't have sex a lot towards the end of it. And then it just ended. So I was, like, desperate for some... You know,
she also ruined my crew neck.
I needed some loving. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. The last 2 months, I've been a little whore. Like I'm a little slut, Loki.
Will you give us any influencers? No. You don't have to say it. No. You don't have to name the influencer, but can you tell us like any influencers?
Believe it or not, none of them are influencers. They're more so just like
he's like just fans.
No, God. Like, if she's hot, that's a different story. Oh, I got some hot fans, Loki.
Oh my God!
I couldn't do a fan because if like I find out she had like a fan page for me or some shit, like I'd probably like shit my pants. Like I could never do that.
The fan page is on Twitter. It's at Zach's cock.
Guys, I finally got it. She like tweets about it.
But no, she's like 3/12/21 Zach hit.
Stop. Is it the bio? but I gotta chill out because I've been wilding out a little bit.
Poor you.
Do you get tested?
Poor you. Oh, poor Zach. Poor I do get tested pretty like frequently. Not recently, obviously.
It's like once every like 10 years.
Yeah, it's like once every like 4.5 years. I'm like, all right, maybe we should go try it out. No, I've actually, believe it or not, though, like never came back with like anything like chlamydia or none of that. So.
That's good, I guess.
Round of applause for Zach.
Woo! Yeah, no chlamydia. Let's go.
Guys, 6 years in LA. We're clean. We're clean.
Yeah.
6 years in LA, you've been here?
I've been here. I've been here
no chlamydia?
Since I was 15, yeah. I started fucking when I was young, too.
Have you ever had an STD?
Bruh, Zach was getting it in.
What?
Have you ever had an STD?
No.
No.
Nope.
What about you?
No.
Nothing?
What about you?
What about you, Amari?
What like, strikes you? Like, what about me strikes you as someone that would just get an STD?
I don't know. I just feel like you'd be fucking. Well, not now because you're in love, but, like, beforehand, like, I feel like you'd be, like...
I'll walk out the door.
Not like last episode.
No,
she's drunk every episode. She doesn't really know what's going on.
Yeah.
She's just here.
In post-production. She's like, I just know like I did shoot something that day.
I talk and then Jordan tells me actually the next day what I said. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even like tell me the same day because he knows I'll forget about it. He like waits until the morning. Then he's like, I'll tell you then. And I have to like wait for it. So fucked up.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what's going on in our lives. Go ahead and let us know in the comments down below what's going on in your guys' lives because we care so much and we would be nothing without you guys.
Oh wait, can I say one more thing?
No, I'm just kidding.
Please. Oh my God. So there's this guy I used to have this coworker for like 3 years and we used to like fuck in the basement of our restaurant. And he's like,
wait, he's like, in the basement, hell yeah. You can't just say that and then just keep talking hella fast like you ain't say that. In the basement? Like where y'all worked?
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, kind of. Yeah, fully a health code violation.
He's fucking. He's moving to LA. Uh-huh. So he asked me if he could live with me for a month. I live in a one bedroom with another person. Oh. I said yes, because I'm such a pushover. Then he goes, what if it's like more than a month? I was like, more than welcome. What? What?
What?
What? I haven't seen him like since, you know.
Did you put any thought into this or you were just like, you know what? Fuck
no,
yeah.
No, it's like me and Jordy in a one bedroom and now like he's coming.
Where's he gonna stay?
Yeah. I don't know.
With the ants?
That was a good one.
Sounds like it.
Like in my hallway, I guess. Like I don't know where to put him.
Well, on that note, you guys, comment down below if you guys have any housing for this ex of hers. We're gonna go ahead and hop into our
bedroom house if he needs.
Oh, there we go.
Trash
like,
there
we go. To your house.
Don't bring him to
the back bedroom.
Don't bring his ass to my house.
He's a weirdo.
He's a weirdo? Ah, never mind. He can sleep in the backyard.
Ari on the other side of the camera. Hell no. Don't bring his ass over here.
I'm balling.
Okay, well, with that being said, we're hopping into our next segment, and it's not about fucking our ex-boyfriends. It is not about how they're moving in with us.
No,
and
it's sex. Not no sex talk
about psycho disgusting things on the front of a yacht in Cabo. Get in, losers. We're talking about ourselves.
Because we're self-conceited as fuck.
Ew.
Duh. Duh. Okay. We are just so, what's the word? Narcissistic. We are narcissistic. If you guys don't remember last episode, we played the little Urban Dictionary game. We saw a bunch of different words, tried to guess what they mean. Obviously, we couldn't guess what they meant because Urban Dictionary is just psychotic. But we did talk about the fact that we, our own names are on Urban Dictionary. And so we decided, why not bring out our own names and talk about the descriptions of ourselves that people have put online that associate with our names, and then go ahead and just like debunk them and say why we think this person could have said this about this person.
Right. And, you know? If we think it's true or false or whatever.
Wait, validate or invalidate these descriptions of us. I've actually seen my name on Urban Dictionary before. It's been a long time though.
Same,
so
I completely forget what it was.
I did that shit like 2-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So
let's just get offended. So let's just go ahead and
I think mine's good.
They used to say I was a sweetheart, but now I think they're gonna call me a piece of shit. So
well, I mean, your name. I feel like your name Zach is Zach, and reputation. I feel like
no. Yeah. But, all right,
you Zach bet, just screams. Much, frat.
Let's bet money on this.
What?
I bet you like $25. My name is gonna like it's gonna say I'm an innocent sweetheart.
I don't think it's gonna be good.
You don't think so?
For you? No, not at all.
All right. Wait, who do we want to do first?
Zach. Me. I'm like, I want to see who wins money.
So do we just read our own? I guess.
No, I think you should read it out loud.
Okay.
And then,
react.
Damn, y'all fancy with the folding. Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm.
This is an origami up in this bitch at Notorious LLC. Shout out Notorious LLC.
Mm. Holy fuck. Y'all know I don't be reading. Y'all
wait,
be
that's
be
a reading book.
Damn, that's this is a fucking
paragraph.
Bibliography.
Not the Bible verse.
Zach is a. Y'all ready? Because I read the first sentence. I don't know if I'm ready for this. Damn, they kind of right though. All right. Zach, I don't know if that says rugged. Zach is a rugged man.
Rugged.
Oh,
ragged?
Sorry, the last tequila shot really hit. Zach is a rugged man who can be moody and very independent, but he's also sweet and super considerate. Damn fucking right. He'll show genuine interest and respect in people he cares about, even if they are generally ignored by everyone else. Whoever wrote this got some nice-ass handwriting. I'm just going to put that out there. He has a way of drawing your personality out and making you feel like you. What they said right there. Feel like you have. Does that say have?
Have.
You have. Sorry, it was. Sorry.
He's like, what does that say? I'm like, A.
A true trustworthy friend. He can get distant at times, but he will always support you. That last sentence is so fucking true. I'm like one of those people like where if I'm ever like going through like the littlest thing, like I'm slightly sad, like I won't purposely push people away, but I just like I have to be my own world. I just have to stick to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Ari knows because Ari's always like, you never answer my calls.
Yeah.
He's like, when are we gonna smoke?
Yeah. Wait, so what'd you guys think?
I feel like
about
that's
that?
Accurate.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
I feel like you're a very like sweet guy.
Yeah.
That's
like very true.
Always put people before me. It's
you're very like
not
comforting
good.
And like you talk to like everyone and make them feel like they're welcome.
Yeah. Very true. And honestly, aww. I could say that ever since I like very first met you. And I met you like quite some time ago, and I feel like you've always been like the same kind of person. Mm-hmm. So
that's honestly Texas, a good thing. Us Texans are really we so care about
Southern hospitality.
It's the Southern hospitality.
Was that
no, pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. No, it was a little racist, honestly. I'm not gonna
what lie. Racist? I'm like, I'm black.
Sorry, okay. All right, you're next up. Come on.
Oh shit.
Hopefully it doesn't take you as long to read it as I did.
Okay, first of all, I'm pretty sure mine still probably says I'm a girl. So I mean
says you're a girl.
Some days I'm like I'm
such a nice girl.
I mean face app, if you're watching this. Stop recognizing my face as a girl. I mean, the filter still
that's
does
so
amazing. Oh, wait, it says guy! Wow, okay.
It says guy?
Yeah. What's so funny about that? God forbid there's a guy named Amari, Tara. All right.
So
let me go take a sip.
Same.
I'm like.
Mm. All right.
She's done.
Whoever wrote this does have very nice handwriting, but I do have better handwriting.
Oh,
not
shit.
Flex. Wow. Okay.
Very good handwriting.
So, Amari is a very interesting guy. He can be funny and good, but if you tick him off a little too much, all hell breaks loose. Wants to be good, he truly does, but the darkness has a way of taking control of his actions. Once the damage is done, he will try his best to fix what is broken and manages to fix things most of the time.
How the fuck you read that so fast?
I'm like, are you reading horoscopes or are you...
Wait, that's...
Like, I'm confused.
Right?
That was so true. I think it says something about you being like super sweet and then, but if you get ticked off...
Uh-huh. Yeah. All hell breaks loose.
That's completely. Very true. I would never want to make you mad.
Oh yeah, no, me neither.
You would shred some ass up.
Oh my god, wait, that's kind of crazy. It used to say I was like a girl and like all this weird other shit. But I'm honestly surprised, so I'm just like hoping that like maybe like one of my best friends went into Urban Dictionary and like wrote this about me before this happened.
How they're so accurate with it, because like a lot of these are kind of like pretty spot
these
on.
These are pretty
pleased.
Accurate.
I'm pleased. I'm so pleased. I'm not offended. I thought I was going to be offended.
I'm excited to see yours, though.
Me too. Give me that little envelope.
Wait, which one is it? Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I think it's going to say I'm a nice girl.
I'm
Oh, no. Tara is a wonderful friend. Slightly crazy and hyper when she drinks coffee. She isn't exactly...
Or alcohol.
Yeah, or alcohol. She isn't exactly normal, but then again, normal is boring. A Tara is a tolerant person, clever, artistic, and popular. Typically has gorgeous hair. Not that. And is a bit on the short side. Not with my fucking dino stompers. Occasionally self-deprecating, very generous, a great best friend. Am I a great best friend, Jordy?
Yeah, I guess.
He's like, she's paying me to be here, so I'm gonna go ahead and say yeah.
Damn, I have terrible hair. That's the only thing. My hair's breaking off in chunks, you guys. What do I do? It's breaking off in chunks.
She's like, today's podcast is sponsored by Function of Beauty.
That brings me into today's sponsor. I had my first sponsorship on YouTube last week, so I was like, what do I say?
What was it?
It was Balesa, the sex toys.
Oh,
yeah, I've been seeing them a lot lately. Why is everyone promoting sex toys?
Jordan they're fucking Jones. Fantastic. Fantastic.
I commented on Jordan Jones' picture because out of all people in the world.
Yeah, I was like, damn, girl, you switching brands. Like,
so you're promoting sex toys now. I wanted to give her a five.
Too?
I was like, hell yeah.
Nice.
That was weird, honestly.
Wait, so I'm really confused like why all of ours were so accurate and nice.
They're actually really good.
Should we like look up a name of someone else on Urban Dictionary just
look
to like
up,
see?
Look up Tana.
Look up Tana.
Okay, it says, pretty girl next door type. She loves to laugh and have fun, but don't be fooled by her smile. She has a low tolerance for stupid and immature people. She has a nice butt and is known for it. Good at anything if she puts her mind to it. And then it says for like a using that name in a sentence or whatever. Hey, that girl's is fun. She is a Tana. What?
Ew.
I mean,
yeah.
It wasn't that far off, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has a nice butt. We're like, thank you, 7Q Spa, for, you know.
But like. Can I get Botox in my face? It's so hard. I never wanted to. It's hard when like they just like throw it in your face, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, you want this? You want this? I'm like, oh.
Yo, honest question, guys. If I were to ever get any work done, where would you see it at on my face? Like, you're like my nose, the cheeks, like where? I've always wanted a little bit of a bigger top lip. Not like super bigger, but when I smile, it disappears. Like it like
He's like, when I'm doing my makeup in the morning and I'm like overlining my lips, it's just not okay.
Oh, exactly. Like,
I don't know where you'd get it.
I'm just perfect. I don't need it.
No, yeah.
You're just perfect.
God, stop, guys. Stop.
All right, guys. We are completely over talking about ourselves because we're just too narcissistic today. So. Zach's gonna go ahead and take a potty break.
Comment a song I should pee to, because I'm the kind of guy I like to put on a song when I pee. So y'all comment down below.
You put on a song when you pee?
Yeah, I like to turn up a little.
That's interesting.
Okay,
is that just me? Am I the only person?
Yeah. With that being said, we'll see you guys in the next segment.
Get in, losers! Figuring out what the hell is going on,
because I don't know. Do you know?
Ew!
I have some sort of idea as to what's going on.
The fuck up.
Okay, so basically we wanted to talk to you guys about a couple of things. We don't know what the fuck is going on in the world right now. Obviously, One thing that we wanted to bring up to you guys was cryotherapy. If you know what the fuck cryotherapy is, go ahead and comment down below.
I thought it was Cairo.
Cairo, Egypt. No, babe. That's a filter on Instagram.
Oh, you're right. You're damn right.
No, it's cryotherapy. First of all, I want you guys to tell me what you think it is because I've done it before. We'll insert some clips.
Yeah. This is some Fear Factor shit.
Yo, your eyelashes are frozen.
They don't have my eyelashes.
Right. Well, we have about like 5 names on this list, and this is the one out of all 5 of them that I actually know. Only because influencers post it all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the shit, like, I think it's. I don't know. Wait, I thought I did know. It looks like. You get in it, it's a big ass machine, and it like literally is like negative, like what? Fuck, how cold is it?
I'm going to take a guess.
I don't think it's negative because you would like, is it negative? Mm-hmm. Holy, like negative 40. So it's like negative 40 degrees and it's just to like help repair your like muscles and shit, right? Or no?
Prepare your muscles.
Repair. Wow. Like, if you work out and shit, like that's like a way to like repair them, no?
Okay, how you go?
I had no idea of that. I literally had no clue. I have no clue what that is.
At all?
If I looked at that word, I couldn't tell you one thing.
If you had to guess.
Whoa. If I had to guess, I was thinking, I thought bone therapy, but that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, like your endo...
I don't know.
Endocrinology is not...
Like chiro bones? I don't fucking know.
Chiro. That's cryo. Chiro, like the chiropractor.
Am I like playing with your toe right now?
Okay, okay. So I've done it. I don't know exactly what it does. I've done it once before at Muscle Lab.
Mm-hmm. Muscle Lab.
Yeah, Muscle Lab. Love them. Muscle Lab guys. You guys are so sweet. I'm like, have me back.
Sponsor us.
Sponsor us. Like, maybe we'll like, come and do an episode there. Oh. But so I've done it once, actually maybe twice. I don't fucking know anymore. But yeah. Basically, I think I'm pretty sure what it is like you go in there and it's supposed to like freeze your fat cells and stuff like that and like burn them off. And then also it has to do with like blood circulation. And you literally go in for like 2 minutes. And I don't think it's negative 40. I think it's more. I think it's like negative, like I could be like really stupid. And I feel like it's like a negative like 100 degrees. Like it's fucking freezing. And you're in there, but you're only in there for like 2 minutes. So it does a lot really fast. But like when I went, like literally within those 2 minutes, like if you have any like body hairs, like eyelashes, eyebrows, like there's literally like icicles, like snow, like on it. Yeah. And you can flake it off, but you're only in there for like 2 minutes. And some people can't withstand the entire time because it's that cold.
Yeah.
I honestly debated getting out, but I was like, mom, I didn't raise no bitch. I'm like, heart of ice. Like, no, I'm like, no.
You know, so, if it, like, say you have like a little bit of like a belly fat right here, like a little bit of a, like a roll, would that burn that off?
So I think off, I with guess? Anything, whether it's like M-Sculpt or like cryotherapy or anything like that, you have to like keep doing it in order for it to actually work. You can't just go in once and be like, look at me. Like, you know, like you just drop 20 pounds. That's not how that works. Like,
yeah,
but
consistent.
I think if you consistently go, it's supposed to like, yeah, like help with like burning fat cells. And also I think like, say like, cause I know like the cold helps like tighten pores, like on your face, on your body and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure it helps with like, just like closing your pores.
I hate
and
my pores.
Same.
My pores are really bad.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, but that's why we have Curology.
Y'all are young and y'all are lucky.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it has to do with, like, blood circulation and, like, your pores and burning fat cells because it freezes them literally off. So
I have big pores, Amari.
I really thought it had to do with your muscles.
I think your pores are perfect. My pores are literally craters in my face, but
my eyelashes are so dark right now. It's, like, scary. I have black holes in my face.
I like it. But we have the actual definition here.
We do?
And, yeah. We have it right here.
Read
so
it
read
off,
it.
Amari.
Okay.
Read that shit.
Let's see how right and or wrong I was and everyone else. Okay, so it says cryotherapy. Literally cold therapy. Cryotherapy, sometimes referred to as cryosurgery, is a procedure used to destroy tissue of both benign and malignant lesions by the...
Big-ass word.
By the freezing and rethawing process, liquid nitrogen is the most commonly used freezing source for cryotherapy. Examples of the uses of cryotherapy in medicine are the treatment removal of various types of skin lesions, the treatment of dysplastic precancerous, same, that's what that means, it's like parentheses, tissues of the uterine cervix, and the treatment of some prostate cancers. Isn't the prostate in your ass?
Uh-huh. Yes, a prostate exam.
Uh-huh.
That's how I know that, but I know that.
Have you ever gotten one?
No, I had to talk about it with this girl the other day, actually, though.
Oh. He's like, I gave her a...
Story for
I gave her
time.
A prostate exam.
I gave her a prostate exam.
Stay tuned for next
and
week.
And it says, another use of the term cryotherapy refers to the use of ice or cold packs applied to a part of the body after an injury to reduce inflammation. Okay, so I think it pretty much is literally just using, like cold therapy, like ice... And all that good shit for just treating different parts of your body and different things.
I'm not gonna lie, you lost me on the second sentence, but I'm gonna act like I know exactly what that
means.
There's a lot of big ass words in it.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, like if things are like, it can be used to treat like different types of skin lesions, like say maybe you had like a cyst or something like that, or if there's like dysplastic, which means like precancerous tissues of the uterine cervix, which
my dad has this big ass cyst under his eye.
You better hit a Muscle Lab.
Mm. Yeah.
And then, and then prostate cancer. So like if you're holy, look like a cannoli. I'm just kidding. Is that offensive?
No, that was good. Mari, you're on fire today. I'm not gonna lie.
That's...
Mari keeps us like going along. He really like directs the shit, and I love it.
Thank you, Amari.
Okay, well, fuck crowd therapy. But no, I honestly,
fuck that shit.
It is fun though. Like, if you haven't tried it, I think you should. It's actually like really cool to experience.
So what you're saying is all three of us should go as a family.
Yeah, we should.
Wait, we should go.
That'd be so fun.
So Muscle Lab, is that the place where you can like sit in the chairs and it has the things like on your legs?
They
and
have
your
everything.
Arms,
yeah,
like, squeezes.
Went
your
fully
muscles.
Got an IV and like the massage on the legs and everything like that. Went and got like the cryotherapy. They also have
the whole schnazzle.
What else?
I respect that.
I don't know. They have a lot of different services. So bring us in.
Yes.
We'll vlog it.
We'll film an episode there.
We'll vlog it.
We'll vlog it. We fucking promise.
With three Instagram stories, I promise.
Swipe up.
Mm-hmm. Swipe the fuck up. Okay. One other thing that I think we need to figure out what the hell is going on with. We talked about this last episode, you guys. Drum roll, please.
Wait. Oh, never mind. I was going to get Woody.
Where's Woody?
I don't know. Ready?
Yeah, I'm scared.
Nessa, Jaden, and Mads Lewis, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the love triangle from hell.
Don't forget Josh.
Nah, this shit's weird.
Okay, yeah, Josh too. But like, I don't know. I don't know where he like fully comes into play with this because I obviously call her daddy. Amazing podcast.
This shit's been fucking up my nights.
We strive to be like you, Alex Cooper.
One day.
One day. We're still learning.
I lose sleep over this shit, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm literally a teenager in high school. Like this, I stalk TikTok room like it's my fucking job, and I don't know. Why?
I have their post notice on.
What?
I have their post notice on.
You do?
Uh-huh. Like when the Instagram post. I just want to know.
That whole day, I was like, I was refreshing the BFFs podcast and fucking, that I almost said Cheers, so brother. Cute. Fucking call her daddy. What'd you say?
I said that bracelet is so fucking cute.
Mm-hmm. It is really cute.
But yeah, what's crazy to me is like, so basically when we filmed our last episode, that day we were talking about it and we're like, oh, like, Matt's is like kind of crazy, like blah blah blah. Like
no,
we were kind of like,
After,
and then that night I saw the snippet on TikTok, like on Alex Cooper's TikTok, and she like has Mads in for an interview, and literally I was like,
well, no, that was also the night. So that morning we talked about it, basically called Mads psychotic and crazy, and then that night the clips with Jaden and Nessa at dinner and shit.
Yes! Oh my god, the
kissing
Hollywood
and
Fix.
Yo, I screamed.
The Hollywood Fix, I shat a brick when they said, oh, same. Happiest that we've ever been. I was like,
I brought us up. I was with Nick Bean and I was like, yo, I was on my podcast today, Get In Loser, go follow us. we talked about this morning, like, what the fuck is going on?
No, yeah.
It's actually insane.
Uh-huh, I saw all that and
weird.
I was
weird.
Me laying in bed, just like fucking air playing it to my TV. I'm like,
I love all of them so much.
There's no
it's so
way.
Hard.
There's no way. I'm like, Mads, I'm so sorry.
I don't think that they can like help it though. You know, like if I was in like Nessa's position, like you can't really like help who you fall in love with. It just sucks. You can't.
Mm-hmm. You
why would
you can't, but also like if that's really
there's a code.
Yeah, if that's like for who's the guy? Oh, Jaden. If Jaden's really best friends with Josh, he wouldn't do that. If he truly cared about him and loved him like as a brother. You would never.
But what if you were
like
in that position?
Ever.
You were just so in love with this girl. Like, it's hard.
If
it
I could tell you
hard.
Right now, if I was like their age, like, well, they're not all like high school age. But if I was like, if we were in high school and I was in Vegas right now, hands would be flying.
Yeah,
left and right, hands
but
would be
like,
flying.
Like, I mean, their generation compared to like our generation, because we're like a little bit older than them, is just completely different.
Yeah.
So
what
different.
I will give them different. With this whole situation, I'll give them props for the way they're handling it, like so publicly, because I feel like they're setting a good example for a lot of their followers, and they're not just saying like if they were sitting there fist fighting, then like everyone else in the world will think it's okay to just fucking beat someone's ass because they're like
they're
sleeping with your
very
ex
professionally.
And, like, yeah,
poor
but
Josh, bro.
I feel bad for Josh. I do.
That was
but
like
also,
the love of his life and his best friend.
There was something that happened. I don't know if y'all saw it. Basically, a girl was posting a TikTok pretty much saying that, Jaden and Nessa are like whatever. They look like the victims and Josh looks like the good guy. But we don't know exactly what Josh did in the relationship. And then Nessa liked that video. So basically,
well,
we don't know really.
We'll probably find out tonight. Hollywood Fix.
We talked about it, so now it's
emergency podcast tomorrow.
Wait, that's so funny. We just start calling an emergency podcast every time something happens.
And I love
it. We gotta meet up tomorrow morning. Now
I refresh, bro. I love that shit. I live for it, and I don't know why. I'm so,
no, honestly,
I
do
so
too.
Old.
No,
not,
the second it happened, I was just like.
A way of
I'm so
curing
invested.
My boredom is going on TikTok room, and that's not okay.
No, it's okay not good. We like live
what I will
drama.
Say though, Mads, she a real ass bitch for bringing up the whole Chase and Nessa situation when she was like, I was there the night they hooked up.
Yeah.
He said,
she's
I was like,
crazy.
Oh, shit. That's what happened. Because I remember when all of that happened, I literally made a TikTok to like a Kendall Jenner audio when she like had the whole like Pepsi scandal. If I didn't know in that moment, blah, 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 like I wouldn't have done it. I made a TikTok to that audio and I was like, Lil Huddy right now, like, you know, and now that we know like what happened, she's like, I was there. Like,
I know. You're like, wait, have you guys seen the TikTok trend of Mads' voice and people are having their dads do it?
Yes, I saw yours today.
Yeah, I had my dad.
I love
do
your
it.
Dad.
I haven't seen it.
Insert it. Wait, can I show you really quick? Yeah, insert behind, that shit. I'm I'll send behind. It to you guys.
Mm-hmm. It's so fucking cute. I love it.
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't know.
Oh my god. So there's more drama.
Yeah, I found out this morning that Jaden likes Nessa. So yeah.
He
knows everything.
Yeah,
my dad knows all of the drama. It's literally crazy, bro.
That's so
he knows everything.
I live for it.
Yeah.
I live for
it. Like, but, I just like talk about it with him. Like, yeah. All right, whatever.
Personally, I would love to know what's going on with Josh.
Yeah.
I'm he like, you have a podcast? Good. I'm like, tell us what's going on. Spill the tea.
He's such a king.
He seems to be handling it very well, though. He's handling it very professionally. Like, mm-hmm. he's doing exactly like how he has to do it for mm-hmm. him to like come out. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking okay.
Yeah. That Hollywood fix, though, shook me. I literally saw it. It was like, when I was watching it, it literally said uploaded 7 minutes ago.
The amount of money, like, the fucking Hollywood fix made from that video.
Oh,
disgusting.
Yeah. Absolutely. Every video. His AdSense.
How active TikTok room is on Instagram. They are so active. Like, one of those videos, I swear, I kid you not, had, like, 50,000 views in, like, 12 minutes. I have, like, 2.5 million followers. I can't even get 50,000 views in, like, a day.
So I'm like, TikTok room, shout me out. Like, yeah, what the fuck?
I used to pay for their shout-outs over the summer.
Really?
Yeah. I used to
they actually work though, I bet.
They do.
I bet they do.
It would
do.
Get me like 100 followers.
Oh,
but like
shit.
I literally used to I did it twice. I paid like $90 for a 1 hour promo on TikTok room.
No way, dude. Tara, what the fuck?
Wait, do you ever get those emails or those DMs that it's like follower growth opportunity? Like, real followers, real growth.
Insta
like,
growth.
And it's like different amounts of followers for different
signing
amounts
up.
Of money.
Yep.
I'm like,
I'll pay
what
it.
The fuck?
That's so funny, bro.
And that's why I don't share it too. And then like,
it's all of like the foreign accounts.
All those giveaways too. They're like, follow this person and 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 this person. And then we will follow you and you have a chance at winning this. I'm like, first of all,
sure.
Once that giveaway or whatever is over, everyone's getting unfollowed. No one's
like, in a heartbeat.
You'll gain 20K, but you will leave with 20K less.
Yeah.
Your followers are just pissed that you were even on there doing that shit to begin with.
Yeah.
It just makes no sense. Wait, but that's iconic. How much did they cost? $100? Different rates?
About $100. Yeah, there's different rates, but I would pay for like a hour long one. And I'd gain like 100 followers, and I'd always get like hate. And I'd be like, oh my God, I'm like getting hate right now. Like, it would like literally boost
you're
my
uploading
ego.
A video, you're like reading hate comments.
Yes. I'm like at work, I'm like reading hate comments. Like, sorry guys. Oh my God. I was like, that was fucking weird.
That's so
really
funny.
Fucking weird.
Wait, so how long ago do you think this was?
Over the summer.
Oh,
like
shit.
July, June.
That's crazy because I feel like you did not need that.
No. So, no, yeah. I was on TikTok, but like I was still doing it.
So first,
it just sounded fun.
You started off. By giving Bryce Hall gifts on you now. And then the TikTok room. No, Tara, give me a high five. I fucked with you. Honestly.
Yeah.
The long
uh-huh.
way. The long way.
She said, it's the climb.
Yeah, you got to work sometimes, man. It's the hustle.
Uh-huh.
Yo, fucking, what was that event called? Fucking Press Play.
Oh, you.
Press Play days, man.
I never
Dakota
got to go.
Brooks.
I always wanted to go, actually. Bryce Have Hall. You ever been one?
I never went to any of those.
I wanted to go.
I didn't start any of this until like 20. I was like in college.
You were?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Really? I went to college for a year and a half, and then I went on tour with Tana over that summer, and then I wasn't going to make it back in time for my next semester, and then I had to like, drop out. And my parents were like, okay, if you're going to drop out, then you better like do something good with your life. I'm like, I'll try. It felt like there were two Q-tips in my ear. All right, guys. Well,
I'm really good with time. I'm really good with time.
Today, we truly figured out what the hell is going on. We figured out cryotherapy. Mm-hmm. We figured out what the hell is going on. Well, kind of figured out what the hell is going on with Mads, Jaden, Nessa.
Still don't know what the
Josh
fuck that's about.
Would love to know. I'm like, shoot us a DM. I'm like, who wants to be the next guest on here? We had Woody today. He didn't really say much, but
he was kind of MIA.
Wait,
we can get Josh next week.
When do you get Josh?
Yeah. But I promise you, on the next episode, we will not talk about blowjobs on the front of a yacht. Keep
I'll update
back.
You guys like, on my ex.
If you're watching this
in my
on
apartment.
YouTube, 10,000 thumbs up, and we're gonna bring Josh on. No, I shouldn't say that.
We're okay.
like 15,000.
Josh is like, "Who the fuck are you?"
He's like, "No, really? I'm
like, we met. Remember, like,
That, like, one place? But, like,
I met you that one time at that one place.
That one, like, yeah. content house?
Yeah.
Are you again?
Well, we love you guys so much. Remember, you can always get our audio 2 days before our YouTube videos on all podcast streaming platforms. Mwah, mwah, muchos besos. I just got back from Cabo, so I'm still feeling it. I just had some tequila, so obviously.
Did you get back 2 days ago?
I don't know. Any podcast.
I snort when I'm happy. I snort when I'm happy.
I thought I caught that. You snorted, didn't you?
Yeah.
Wait, so it's a good thing.
I snort sometimes.
Is she happy because we're ending the podcast, or is she just happy?
No, I just snort when I'm happy. I don't know. I think I'm happy right now.
Okay. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for more random bullshit at Get In Loser Pod.
Follow us on our personals too. Like, follow us everywhere.
Oh yeah, yeah. And if you want to shout me out, feel free because I need all the followers I can get.
The whole Zach Clayton.
We love you guys so much. We'll see you next episode.
Love you guys more.
Yeah, they trying to end me. I'm running the race. I gotta pick up the pace. They throwing shade, but I'm gone.
Get in, losers.
We're talking shit.